VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.
Mr. Nadler?
Aye.
Mr. Nadler votes aye. Ms. Lofgren?
Aye.
Ms. Lofgren votes aye. Ms. Jackson Lee?
Aye.
The vote to impeach by the House Judiciary Committee is over. Almost as quickly as it was begun, something just less than 7 minutes, right along party lines, all the way through, Democrats voting aye and Republicans.
Mr. Collins?
No.
Mr. Collins votes no. Mr. Sensenbrenner?
No.
Mr. Sensenbrenner votes no. Mr. Shabbat?
By party line votes on both articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of justice, the ayes, or in this case, the Democrats won.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
The impeachment process moves on to the full House for a vote next week, which analysts agree will result in the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump, an historic event happening only twice before in the country's history to Presidents Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Should the Democrat-controlled House vote as expected, this does not mean the president is out of office. The impeachment would then be tried in the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate, where the removal of office is widely believed will not succeed. President Trump is expected to announce Friday that a near-term trade deal with China has been reached, according to media reports. President Trump approved the first phase of the agreement on Thursday, nudging the two countries closer to the deal that the president initially announced in October. Now, China has not made any public statements indicating an agreement is imminent, a reminder about whether Washington and Beijing can reach a long-term deal that can survive intense political scrutiny in both countries. For more on this, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party have won a majority of the 650 seats in Parliament.
We pulled it off, didn't we? We pulled it off. We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
The Conservative win in the early general election may bring a long-awaited resolution to Britain's departure from the European Union, approved in a 2016 referendum. The Conservatives have 362 seats, Labour 203, Liberal Democrats 11. Johnson focused his campaigning efforts on a slogan to get Brexit done. He says the parliamentary majority for his Conservative Party will allow him to push through a previously rejected divorce deal with the EU and carry out Brexit by January 31st. His challenger, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, said he will be stepping down at a later date.
I will not lead the party in any future general election campaign.
He had said that if he won, Britain would hold a new referendum to ask if people still want to leave the EU. Afghanistan and the Taliban are engaged in critical heavy-duty peace talks.
Both the U.S. And the Taliban negotiators were holding discussions, and what we were hearing about the process was that things were moving smoothly, and the discussions were focused on how to quickly conclude an agreement between the two sides.
Ayaz Ghul is our Voice of America correspondent in the region, and he says the recent Taliban attack on the largest U.S. military base in Afghanistan has proven to be quite an obstacle to reaching an agreement.
That apparently outraged the U.S. chief negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, and he protested just before the discussions broke off on Thursday. He informed the Taliban this is not the way to go forward in terms of striking a peace deal.
So America's chief negotiator for peace in Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, briefly suspended peace talks with the insurgents in Qatar in retaliation for that attack. Now, one powerful wrinkle to the negotiations emerged in the pages of The Washington Post this week. The paper has been running a highly disconcerting series on the Afghan war and how it's been characterized by corruption, utilizing American dollars with no clear goal apparent to ending the 18-year conflict.
Well, let me tell you, those papers have really undermined the U.S. bargaining position in these negotiations, because now the Taliban, through their social media outlets, have been consistently making their point that they have been telling Afghans that they have, according to them, defeated the U.S.
Joe Palca, VOA News.